it's vitally important that we have these infrastructure projects. As you know, transport is a huge challenge in the city region. Working with the West of England Partnership, we have got a city deal that does give us a big improvement in our transport, but we've got a long way to go. But the transport picture is a complex one, but I think everybody agrees that it's one of the biggest things we've got to tackle. It touches on everybody, it affects business. I have to be tough. And I had no illusions that I knew that to tackle the transport challenge that would be seen to be threatening some car use. And that is something I'm not the slightest bit surprised about, but I've got to be strong about it because we're one of the last civilised cities to fail to tackle transport in a fundamental manner.
Banning cars, of course, doesn't actually provide a good transport system, does it? Or making it difficult for motorists.
No, banning cars is an exaggeration, but certainly controlling the amount of car use by commuters is important. The perception is important. The time of people spend wasted on the roads is important. It's said to be costing the city region $400 million a year in wasted business. Now, that is a huge sum. So it's not about banning cars. It's about being sensible about the way we use them. And it is part of freeing up the roads for better public transport to enable quicker journey times and therefore hopefully lower fares as well, because its efficiency is what determines the level of fares. Because as you know, we have deregulated public transport, so it's not really public transport anymore. It belongs to these private companies. We have 12 separate bus companies operating in the Bristol region. That is anarchy. So I don't have total control of it, which some people might think is a great idea. Nevertheless, there is anarchy, and we rely on negotiation in order to achieve a better result. But there's an absolute certainty in order to get the buses running better, you've got to give them more segregation. That does mean freeing up the roads to a greater extent than they are at the moment.
The problem with that argument, though, is that you, precisely the one you've just put forward, you don't have control over the buses. So you can free up the roads. Who knows whether whether the bus companies will improve their service or not?
Well, business believes in a market system. The market decides to a certain extent. We work very closely with the bus company, but what I'm saying is that we have to do it more by encouragement than by control. But there is quite a strong partnership, and I say the bus company, the leading bus company, is First Bus. I've had good, tough conversations with Tim O'Toole, the chief executive. They want to do the right thing by Bristol. I've already had some wins in terms of the fares, and I think that if we make their routes more efficient and work with them to make their routes more efficient, like has happened on the showcase routes, and it does work, then we will end up getting a far better deal for passengers.
Because many people in Bristol anecdotally still talk about the squabbles between the various councils in the Greater Bristol area that prevented us, for instance, from getting our tram system. You know, we squabbled while Manchester, Sheffield got their tram systems.
Yeah, I think that was pathetic. Nowadays, I think that there is a much greater realism about the need to work together. I think there's a real need for combined authorities. That's not taking away the political control of each authority and the leadership, but combining what we do in a much more formal manner.
Should you be mayor of Greater Bristol?
Well, I think I won't be mayor of a Greater Bristol, but I think there may come a time when there is a metropolitan mayor, and I think that will only be good for the region.